Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Mostly cloudy and mainly dry. Fierce humid. Highs at 19 to 23 degrees. Today, FM News. More at 3.
What are you doing?
Enjoying myself.
Ben's doing the weather and you're clapping there like a seal.
It's a suffering radio show we're doing over here.
Right.
Supposed to help you enjoying ourselves, laughing at each other's jokes.
Yeah.
Egging each other on.
After Ben's finished, yeah? See, there you go.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's the ideal radio
He can stay.
Co-
that lad
you're,
can
you're
stay.
The perfect radio co-host, Ben. Mm. I need you to lose your mind at everything I say.
Kids got it.
Kids, you know, you've got the job.
Great.
Thanks for coming in. Listen, we've got your details. We'll be in touch.
Today FM Summer.
That's the wrong button.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Hi, good day. Welcome on in. Ray's here. JP's over there.
How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing? Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood.
Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood.
You're welcome.
Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood.
No cash machine call this afternoon, but there will be on Friday afternoon between 3 and 4. You want the total? Here comes. It's €80,000. I'm the Robin Hood of Irish radio. Who are those kids in there? Who are those kids?
They all look... A few of them look like mini Pamela Joyce's.
Come in.
Children.
Who are they?
I don't know.
She's got loads of Pamela Joyce is running Montessori.
Right.
She's running...
Hang on a second. Are they presenting on Afternoons on Spin?
It's the entire new Spin 103.8 lineup are just being brought through. This is the radio station.
Hello.
Hello, kids. Shout, hi.
Hi.
There they are. Who are they, Pam Joyce?
This is Emily, Sadie and Anna.
Are they yours?
My nieces. No,
oh,
they are.
Your
I've
nieces.
Kept them secret for 10 years, but here they are.
Hello, nieces. Is Auntie Pam your coolest aunt?
Did she give you each a tenner?
You said that very, very quietly. Is she your favourite aunt?
Definitely.
There you
okay.
go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Emily.
Has she taken you to the secret press where all the free Today FM stuff is? Well, in that case, she can take
you
there straight,
now,
straight
so.
Away afterwards. Are you taking them for grub as well or anything?
We might do something nice now, will we?
Oh, she's the best auntie, isn't she?
She's the best auntie.
Yes, she's amazing.
Gun to the head.
She's cool. And well, is there anyone you want to say? Come on over to the microphone there. Come on over, ladies. Don't be shy. Is there anyone to say hi to that might be listening?
Granny Kitty.
Oh,
yeah.
Love Kitty.
She's the radio one.
Yeah.
She turns it off straight away at 2 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Once those two agents come on.
She says, he talks an awful lot without saying anything.
that's absolutely true. That's true. Yeah, it's absolutely
she's
true.
Right.
Mark her down for 12, minus 12.
Minus 12
bonus points.
Granny Kitty.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else? No, nobody else you want to say hi to?
Anyone in school?
My friend Kyla Keneally.
Kyla Keneally. And what school do you go to?
Glasgow
Gowdy. Right, okay. So hi to everyone in school. Right, go on and get your free stuff.
Thank you.
Bye.
That vending machines are good, expensive stuff as well, Pamela.
The
vending machine out there.
The vending machines are good.
Yeah.
Those poor kids, they're getting a water bottle each. Gotta love them. Auntie Pam is hooking up one of those kids with €80,000 on the cash machine. And do you know what? If you want to complain or if there's any suggestions or allegations of a fix, straight to the Joyces. That's what I'd be watching them like a hawk. I'd be watching the machinations. They're adorable. They're just a dish. She's in there showing them the buttons. Now they're so cute. All right, lads. Here we go. €80,000. If you want to get... There's very little stuff out in the free Today FM free stuff press.
Is there?
That's Very light on stuff.
Right.
And I'm not just blaming Pamela Joyce's nieces. There was very... when I took them over there to give them free stuff, there's very little stuff there. But they moved the free stuff or something. There's only a few stickers left.
No mouse mats.
There's a few mouse mats. The pens are all gone. Where'd the pens go?
Oh, yeah, the pens, they went quickly.
What happened?
They were in demand.
Pens are all gone. There's only two notebooks left.
We'll put an order into China and we'll have more pens in a bit.
And inflatable, there's a load of inflatable Today FM yellow balls. Bouncy balls. Never seen that before. Those poor children now. They've come up to Dublin to Auntie Pam's radio show. A national, big radio, like, you know, proper radio.
Yeah.
And the best thing you can do is a couple of skittery old tote bags and a bloody bouncy ball each.
I give
one of them the mug. Do you remember the mugs that were sent in?
Yeah.
I gave them a Pamela Joyce mug.
Right. Jeez, the day gets worse.
It gets worse and worse. I still have a Stephen Daly one to give away. 087. The gang's all here.
Hello.
Robbie Williams, Rock DJ. Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Hello there, friends. 0874-100-102. Ray, what ad was that on? Was it Roundtree's Fruit Pastilles from Danny? No, Danny, don't be daft. Isn't Roundtree's Fruit Pastilles just juice loose about this house?
Yes, it was.
There's juice loose about this house. Oh, hang on, was that Wine Gums?
I think you're getting confused there.
No. Any ideas? Robin Hood.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
Any ideas what the ad was?
I would guess. Can I have a guess here?
You can, by all means.
Was it a Yorkie bar, Ray?
No, you fool.
Am I close?
No, you're not. Not close at all.
Was there a breakfast cereal?
It was a breakfast cereal.
Was it?
Yeah, any ideas, any notions?
Oh, something healthy. Fruit and nut.
It is healthy, but it's not...
Bran Flakes.
No, keep going.
All bran.
No.
Alpen.
No.
Oh, God, is it kind of a muesli?
It's not a muesli, no, it's healthy, though. Keeps you going on.
Shredded wheat.
You're getting closer.
Is it the Weetabix?
It's Weetabix.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, could be in a fix. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, spies the Weetabix. Does he retreat back to Sherwood?
Have you had your Weetabix?
See, the thing is, Robin Hood hadn't had his Weetabix, and the Sheriff of Nottingham, who had kidnapped Maid Marian, she was up in the tower, she was kind of waving at him, he had his Weetabix.
Right, so he's holding his Weetabix ransom.
No, the Sheriff of Nottingham is eating the Weetabix.
Oh.
So he's had the Weetabix, Robin Hood, nervous then. Looking at, they don't make ads like that. It's like they used to.
No.
Now it's mostly just kids on their phones on the ads. Look at an ad now on the telly, and it's mostly a kid on their phone
and a dad doing something stupid.
Always the dads with the stupid
moronic ads. Father. Yeah.
Ridiculous. Hi friends. 0874-100-102. We can do a roll call now if you like. Actually, right. Ray's here. JP.
I'm
Sean D. Sweetie. Hey Ray, what's the story with this Trudy Glenn? Does Maid Marian know? Oh, God, Abby.
Through
the Glenn. Glen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robin Hood, riding through the Glen. It's not Trudy Glenn, and no. Thanks, Ollie, for the contribution this afternoon. Brian says on Show Ray, you just don't hear other shows making death threats aimed at grannies from Brian. That's true, actually.
You don't,
yeah,
actually,
Granny
no.
Kitty this afternoon. You rest assured, you're fine. I don't plan on carrying out my threat of murder.
Would Creedon ever threaten a granny?
John Creedon probably would, yeah.
He probably would.
Yeah, but that'd be the extent of it. Love the show. Hey, cheers. Hey. On Show Ray, it's Linda and Robin Tremor having fish and chips in the car for lunch. Love the show. Hey. Love of fish and chips.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. And on Show Ray, what do you think of the neck of the OT? Are we allowed to read this?
I mean, it's sent in. It's your show as well as our show. It's mostly our show.
The reaction to the off the ball. They're going behind a paywall. Is it everything going behind a paywall, or how's that working?
So the radio's free, so you can listen to that when it's on.
Oh, in that case, that's perfectly reasonable. And I, for one, as part of the Bauer Media
family
and a proud supporter and lover of Off the Ball and all of their sterling work, I think it's a genius idea. And I, for one, am happy to pay a tenner a month for Off the Ball's excellent sports-based content.
How much would you pay 0874-101?
Don't even ask the question.
If the Ray Foley Show was put behind a paywall, what would you pay for? How much would you pay?
You know what? The only way a paywall would work on this show is if we pay people to listen. Exciting news. Big announcement on the show. We're going to pay you $10 a month to listen to the show. All right, it's Sigala. This is Today FM. I should grow up someday. Gavin, James and Glow. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Good. Afternoon. Gavin's still going this way. Yeah. Let's just appear.
Better than ever.
I love Gavin James. I love him.
He's a sweetheart of a man. He's a beautiful boy. Today FM. Oh, playing the music you love. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome on into Wednesday. My short week. God bless us. Yeah, he was at the doctor. Should we be worried?
We don't know. We haven't got the test results back yet, right?
Should I light a candle? JP was at the doctor, guys. Should I light a candle? Should I light a bonfire?
I'm not a frequenter of the doctor, Ray, as well you know.
I know, yeah, because you're healthy.
It's a rarity.
You're so vigorous and healthy, that's it.
Well, you were talking about morbidity and death and all that and lifespans and whatnot yesterday, in yesterday's show. So it sort of inspired me to go to the doctor.
You got a carpe diem, you got to live your best life.
Well, I wanted to know if I'm healthy enough to live the rest of my life.
Can we establish what's wrong? Why are we going to the doctor? What is wrong?
Just a checkup.
So you're just going for a checkup?
Just a checkup to get me bloods done. Have a look at the cholesterol. Have a look at the blood sugar levels.
Do you have high cholesterol? Do you have any symptoms of
no,
any
I have no symptoms.
Ailments or illness?
They say better safe than sorry. So getting the MOT, as people like to say, the body animal MOT.
The MOT.
Even though we do an NCT here.
Yeah.
So went along to get the bloods done very early this morning. 8 o'clock I was in the surgery. Doctor, a lovely fella. First time I'd met him. So he asked me a few questions, answer all the questions, and he says, would you take off your T-shirt there and get on the bed?
Steady on.
Things are getting a bit spicy. And I'm kind of, you know, I don't go to the doctor very often, so I'm kind of laughing along as these things are happening.
Yeah, you can't, yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I have the same sort of relationship with my doctor, where it's like, you're kind of jollying it along, sort of. And also, this is our coping mechanism and our shtick. It's like, have a laugh and a joke and a bit of messing. Yeah, yeah.
So he does the stethoscope and he's checking out my heartbeat and getting me to take deep breaths and he takes my blood pressure and all of that. Everything seems fine. Then he says, would you mind? And I'm lying on my back. He says, would you mind loosening your trousers? I said, steady on. You haven't bought me flowers. I'm keeping it light. Do you know what I mean? I'm keeping it light.
It's a nice laugh and a joke.
It's just lighthearted, Ray.
You're putting him at ease.
Yes, I'm taking any tension out of the situation.
JP, as a patient, has a great bedside manner.
So I put... Sorry,
what's your doctor's name, first of all?
Doctor, can I say it on the... Dr. Hastings.
What's his first name?
I don't know. It might have been... I don't know, actually. I just know him as Dr. Hastings. First time I've met the guy.
I want to be on... If a man is asking me to drop trow, I need his first name.
So I don't pull the trousers down all the way. I'm lying on my back.
No,
so
you never do. He likes to tease. Do you know what? Always leave them wanting more, JP. Yeah,
leave a little to the imagination, as I always say. So I pull the trousers down a bit.
And he
starts prodding me in the lower abdomen. And he's not going anywhere sketchy.
That's fair enough. Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's kind of checking your kidneys and, I don't know.
Intestines and digestive system and all that business. Yeah. So he's prodding that around and that's all grand. And then he says, you're not going to like this, JP. Now, already off to a bad start.
No.
He says, I'm going to need to examine your bottom. I said, rather you than me, doc. Because again, I'm keeping it light. It's fine.
And do you think it's like, are you, okay, how do I ask this question? When he said that, did you know the extent to which the examination would be? I mean, did you think, because I'm a pessimist, I'm a glass half empty type of guy, that like I immediately rush to the worst case scenario. If he was to say that to me, I'd be like, oh God, here we go. This is happening.
I knew something was up. I was like, oh, straight away, I came in for a blood test and now he's saying I need to examine your bottom. Not a line I was expecting to hear. He said, don't worry, it'll be quick. Again, I said, I'm usually one saying that. You know, keeping it light, laughing along. Then he says, yeah, good. Can you turn over on your side and raise your knees up towards your chest? And I swear to God, in that position, You have never felt more vulnerable in your life.
You're not leaving anything to the imagination now.
In your life. But I'm still like, here we go. I've never had this done before. Keeping it light. He said, this might be a bit cold. And I hear the snap of the latex glove as he snaps it against his wrist as it goes on. And there's a sound of like, I heard the sound you would hear if you squeezed a half empty bottle of ketchup. And I was like, oh no. And I swear to God.
Was that you or the bottle?
Do you know what? I'm laughing now. But when I heard that noise,
10 past 8 this morning, I tell you what, he clenched, lads.
I heard that noise and I wasn't bleeding laughing, I'll tell you. And what followed, I mean, it was short, but I didn't laugh for the rest of the meeting. I could barely look the man in the eye.
There were no more jokes.
Anyway, test results on Monday.
All good, yeah. We're lighting candle for John Paul.
With CarePlus, providing home care for the people you love the most. CarePlus.ie.
Tell you what, you're not putting that in your chips. 0874-100-102. Stay here, I'm playing Leanne.
Next. The car, the kitchen.
Lady Gaga, Poker Face, today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley in and on. It is Wednesday. Hello, Ray's here. JP's over there.
How are you?
I suppose JP raising awareness of this afternoon on the show of, you know, men, get tested and don't be shy. Let your doctor poke and prod and probe where necessary.
Is that why you played Poker Face, was it?
That was absolutely, except it wasn't JP's face being poked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, laugh it up there.
Do you know what? I'm going to laugh with joy once your doctor emails you the report. Hiya, JP. I've looked at your blood tests.
Turns out it was unnecessary.
turns out. Thoroughly enjoyed our appointment this morning. But hey, do you know what? I know you're not raising awareness. You're just telling a funny story. But it does raise awareness. I've been through multiple.
That was my first. Right.
You need to just get over it. You need to just go, yeah, this is a thing that's like the dentist or something. It's like, this is something that's going to have to happen. Didn't we have a chat with Kira Kelly at one point about this, about men and the boys on the football team and Disney Plus? Jesus.
The boys on the football team on Disney Plus?
The Welsh football team.
Wrexham, Ryan Reynolds and the other fella, Rob McElhenney.
They did a whole thing about getting tested and probed as well.
# awareness, yeah.
Up the bum, no harm done. JP, I'll match your story. I was told by the midwife that I couldn't have an epidural as I was 8 centimetres dilated. Pretty painful, but worth it all in the end, from Una. Una, yeah, you got a child, did you? Oh, my God.
There's always a woman who'll have a better medical story,
always,
isn't there?
Whatever happens, there'll always be a woman that'll beat you. Jesus, JP, that story was hilarious. Although, in fairness, as a woman who has to go for regular downstairs tests, I've no sympathy for you, from Shaz. That's a good point as well. Us men just need to go, this is just a thing we have to do. It's a thing that is useful. It's a thing that is necessary. And it is a thing that, once it's done, it's all over until the next one. Put it out of your mind.
I was thinking, like Dr. Hastings, in my head, I was thinking, sure, he does this all the time. Yeah. He's bored doing this. Mm-hmm. This is nothing new for him.
Well, then I'm not getting into my medical history. But anyway, yeah, I've several checks required, and eventually in the end you do just become like the same with the fear of needles or not liking going to the dentist. You do get used to it. It sounds like the doctor knew something was up. It sounds like the doctor knew that something was up, JP. No cause for alarm here on this text.
Right.
It sounds like the doctor knew something was up, but he couldn't quite put his finger on it. Shane.
Yeah, laugh it up, Shane. Thanks.
Cheers, Shane.
Cop on, guys. My health is serious, yeah?
And was it Ray that's in the voice notes in as well?
I think so, yeah.
A different Ray, not me. Different Ray. 0874-100-102. Ray's over there. Raymond?
Missed the trick there. I thought you were going to play the Waterboys Hole of the Moon after that one.
Yeah. Good point. Actually, other song suggestions. We got Sam and the Wampum, bum, bum, bum.
It's bum, bum, bum.
Atomic Kitten, Hole Again.
Hopefully not.
Well, for Dr. Hastings, it would be. just another appointment.
Yeah.
And of course, Muse, Supermassive Black Hole. A great song. A brilliant song.
Ray Foley.
Any excuse, lads?
With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same.
Katy Perry and Roar. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Happy Wednesday, friends. Ray's here. JP's over there.
How are you?
Ray Foley in the afternoon. We were talking earlier on about, well, we mentioned epidurals, you know, getting an epidural or giving birth and whatnot. Owen texted, he said...
Can you spot where... Do you want to have another go? Go again. Go again. Come on.
No, I've ruined it now.
No, go on. Can no, we get the tail end of Katy Perry?
No, I ruined it. Again?
You did ruin it, though, straight out of the gate.
I just do it like reflexing. Katy Perry and Roar today, FM. Play the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley. The afternoon. Ray's here. JP's over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, hi.
Talk about epidurals early on. You know, yeah. Giving birth epidurals, yeah.
Yeah.
Got a text here. Kind of an upsetting text, actually, it has to be said.
Oh.
Ray, the doctors wouldn't listen to me when I demanded an epidural. My arse was killing me, sitting waiting for herself to give birth. From Owen.
Who's that for? Owen, is it? Right.
You see, it's from a man called Owen.
And it sort of flips your expectations, it does, yeah.
Owen continues, he says, we've got four kids now and I'd love a daily epidural. I don't think that's how it works, Owen. Oh, I'm sicking with myself now. Absolutely devastated. See this story from Limerick. A Limerick escape artist. He's an escapologist.
Right.
An escapologist. Am I saying that right? Or an escapologist?
Escapologist, yeah.
Limerick escapologist to be honoured at the Oscars of Magic. His name is Steve Spade. He's set to receive the Merlin Award at a ceremony in Las Vegas. Is this on to what's the time difference? It's tomorrow night, Thursday night.
They're 8 hours behind us. Still Thursday to be. Yeah, so tomorrow.
So Thursday night, tomorrow evening, Steve Spade.
Great name.
Shout out to all the Spades listening this afternoon. A proud Limerick name. There's Steve Spade, there's Martin Spade, Derek Spade. Steve Spade, he's set to receive the Merlin Award at a ceremony tomorrow night. It's referred to as the Oscars of Magic, the honours given to magicians who have achieved the highest level in their craft on a national and international stage. Last year, Steve received a letter from the International Magicians Society
Ooh.
In New York telling him that he'd be receiving the award. This must be amazing. Like the top tier of the business. Penn and Teller have gotten it before.
Wow.
Paul Daniels.
Right.
David Copperfield, David Blaine, Keith Barry, all the big names. This is sensational. Let me call my magic guy. What actually is it? Well, I'll ask him. Is it magic or is it like, what do you call it? Like
illusions.
Illusions, tricks. I don't do tricks, Michael.
Can't tell that joke.
Arrested Development. Job, the magician.
Oh, yeah. What the hell time is it in Las Vegas?
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Oh. Please try your call again later. Message.
The Americans over there. I'll try it again. I'm gonna... It's later now. I don't mind trying again.
It's fine, yeah.
I'll call his mobile.
Go on.
We're sorry. All circuits.
Mother of sweet divine suffering. Hang on.
It's ironic. The escapologist has escaped your clutches.
He's wriggled free.
Hasn't he?
Of this radio chat.
Yeah. He was shackled. Sorry. Oh, there you go.
All circuits are busy now.
All circuits. So how does that work? All circuits are busy.
I don't know. What does that even mean?
It's his mobile.
Sorry. All circuits.
I tell you what, I'll play a song and then I'll call my magic guy in a minute. I want to talk to him. I want to ask him about
this
award he's getting tomorrow night. I'll try it one more time.
Go on. Fingers crossed. Come on.
Now, I tell you. Oh. If I don't get him now, I'll tell you what, I won't bother.
We're sorry.
Yeah, forget
all
it then.
All circuits are busy now.
Yeah, all right, boy. I'll ring him and we'll have him on, we'll have a chat. I'm going to ask him about it. I want to ask him about the award. I want to ask him about what he does, how he does it, how he escapes. I want to get away from my family for just a long weekend. Like.
Now,
it's today, FM. Boulevard, a point of view. This is Today FM, where we play the music you love. Sounds like illusion there, doesn't it? Magic.
Welcome to a world of magic.
Magic.
And illusion.
Illusion.
Now. I'm Ray Foley, a magician of radio, and my beautiful assistant, JP.
Behold me.
Isn't he gorgeous? He wears a lovely miniskirt, actually. Yeah. Looks fantastic. He looks gorgeous. Right, so we were chatting earlier on about this guy from Limerick, Steve Spade. He's been honoured at what's described as the Oscars of Magic in Las Vegas tomorrow evening. And mother of God, I've spent the last 8 minutes trying to dial this lad. And I finally got him on the phone. I think he can hear us. Steve!
Steve!
Hey guys, how are you?
There he is!
Oh, hello, Steve. Thank God.
He's in Las Vegas as we speak.
It's a miracle.
We've got you. Well, it's not a miracle. So there's no such thing as miracles. This is magic.
Magic.
this is it.
How are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much for taking the call. You're in Vegas at the moment. Whereabouts are you? Where are you staying? Yeah. Where are you put up at the moment?
We're at the New York. So I'm literally looking at the window at the MGM Grand across the way, and there's a huge David Copperfield plaque right across the whole side of the building. So I'm literally looking at the window, looking out like David Copperfield. It's a bit weird and a bit surreal.
Yeah, he's one of the greats in your line of work in the business. I know he's got a residency in the MGM Grand. Would he be one of your heroes?
Yeah, definitely as a kid, yeah. I would have watched a lot of David Copperfield and my brother was a big, he wasn't a magician, but he was big into watching magic on TV. And I think that was, I remember watching a lot of Copperfield, all the specials, the walking through the wall. Yeah. All that. I mean, it always drew people in. It's such good family entertainment, draws everyone in.
He's actually one of the recipients of this award as well. We were listing them off as well. These huge, Penn and Teller and Paul Daniels and David Blaine have all received this Merlin Award before. It's like the Oscars of magic, they describe it as. What exactly can you tell us about the award and how you get nominated for it?
Yeah, it's surreal in a sense because even being nominated, was incredible, really, and that happened back in March. The award I think came about in a few different ways. It's not like an award, I suppose, where it's like a voting system or anything. It's more like the Oscars, where different peers of magicians. I don't even know who the top ranking guys are because no one knows who the kind of judging are. But okay. They look at your full body of work of all the things you've done, and then you get categorized into your category. So I'm a magician and an escape artist, so I'm in an escapology category as well, like Houdini and things like that. It's the same, escapology, all the straight jackets, escapes, and I've always gravitated towards the more kind of dangerous side of magic over the years.
I was just going to say, how old are you, Steve?
I'm 38 now.
Right. Okay. So how long have you been at this?
Over 20 years.
Shakers. So you know what you're doing then, obviously. In terms of risk then, and putting yourself in life-threatening situations, I suppose as the skill or the craft develops, you need to be putting yourself in those situations that make people go, oh my God, he's going to die. Is he going to get out of this? Do you put yourself under pressure to do that kind of thing or more challenging stuff?
You've got to blur the line of kind of the risk and the real side and then the illusion part and then the actual skill set to be an escape artist. I've made jokes before, with other people and they ask, there was a lot of semi-professional magicians, guys that can do a few tricks kind of thing, but there was very little or none semi-professional escape artists because you're either able to do it or you're dead. There's no in between. So there is risk involved and it can be dangerous, and there's times in rehearsal sometimes that can even be more dangerous because you're trying to fine tune it and things, so accidents happen in rehearsals usually.
You've performed for like Mike Tyson and Rihanna and loads of famous names, and you've also worked as a magic consultant then on some big films. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so that all came about. I worked on Vikings a couple of years back, and then when I got in, there was actually a tiny scene. But Ray, genuinely, if you sneeze, you'll miss me. But I'm dressed like a Viking and. I'm doing a cup and balls type routine in one of the scenes, and everyone's watching the effect, and then the whole place gets ransacked by Vikings. So it's a typical scene in Vikings. But that's where that came about. And then I suppose just being in that kind of industry, then if there was a movie coming up or something that they needed sleight of hand or some kind of like special effects type thing, they would contact me. So that's how I got a Cocaine Bear and the Wonder Then with Florence that you mentioned for Netflix. So yeah, I had to teach her a sleight of hand. Version of the scene was a force feeding, and the director didn't want any CGI. He wanted it done practically, so I came up with a way of doing a sleight of hand style, and then I taught Florence how to do it.
This is Florence Pugh you were working with. She's incredible. Pugh, she's having more than a moment now, but she's fantastic. Absolutely. She's absolutely incredible.
I was literally speechless watching her do her scenes, you know, because I was there, you know, the director would do the scene, they would do the scene, she'd be happy, you know, they'd be happy, they'd do it again, and you know, it's such a long process, but to see her do the take after take after take, and each time getting better and better and better, it was amazing. It was a very surreal moment in my career, because as a magician, you don't get to get opportunities like that, you know.
Yeah, well, speaking of opportunities, where is this award going to lead now? Because it's not just... this is an international award. This is the creme de la creme, the top talent internationally recognizing you. Do you expect this is going to, like, or do you have ambitions to do, I don't know, Las Vegas or international shows or that kind of thing?
Absolutely. We're planning a tour in Ireland, so we'll have a national tour soon enough. So there'll be some information about that, and then I definitely want to be doing more stunts and more challenges and things like that. You know, I'm open to all sorts of things. It's kind of like any international award on any in any industry, of music or whatever. It'll always open doors. You know, it's a great way to network. And then I suppose the whole magic community has always been very supportive, especially international magicians of what I've done. So I think during the pandemic, especially myself and my friend Dave Peace, who's a magician in Cork, we set up a thing called the Sea of Reality, a podcast,
right.
And we started interviewing magicians because it didn't really matter, I suppose, if you were like a headliner in Vegas or, you know, a local guy doing parties or whatever. Everyone was out of business. So we opened up that and just started kind of opening up to people, reaching out to people, seeing how they were, seeing how their mental health was, all that kind of stuff. And then the podcast kind of grew from that. And then being part of the podcast, I started networking with magicians all over. And I think in a kind of a roundabout way, that's kind of how the award has kind of come about now, because I kind of opened up internationally to other magicians.
Yeah.
And then I obviously... With that, then I became an honorary member. So I'm the only Irish member in the Global Association of Escape Artists, and that's the world's greatest escape artist. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah. So there's little things like that I've, you know, it's taken 20 years of hard work and, you know, lock picking and all the training and all the stuff. But I've always gravitated towards the escape artist. I was obsessed with Houdini as a kid, and I even won a set of his handcuffs one time on a TV show and things. So yeah, it's hand in hand kind of. Followed me the whole way through my career.
Tell us about the show or the awards show tomorrow night. Like, is there going to be an expectation that you're going to have to do something or show up and disappear or escape out of something? Or is it just show up and give a spell? Will you say a few words or what's expected?
Yeah, so I've just seen from my videos and been told, you know, by the organizers what to expect. So it's a black tie event. So I'm here with my girlfriend Elaine and. We left Michael, my 2.5-year-old son, at home with my mom and my sister, so wouldn't be a place to bring him to Vegas. So they're my name at the moment, so big shout out to them. Really appreciate him. We really miss him, obviously. It'd be great to have him here. He's a killer character. But yeah, no, the awards ceremony is going to be amazing. It's a black tie, you know, red carpet affair, and then you get your award, and there's a presentation and a speech and all that. I don't really have a speech prepared. I'll add a little bit. It'll be fine.
Cool. Yeah, you'd be grand. Yeah, only the top tier of the magic industry in front of you in Las Vegas. No pressure. You'd be grand. You'd be well able.
Yeah, yeah. A magician called Rocco Silvano, who's a FISM world champion, and he's won this award as well, the Merlin Award, numerous times. And he would have worked with Chris Angel on things back in the day in his TV series.
Right.
Chris Angel has won this award 5 times as well. Over the years, but Rocco was one of the people I know that put my name forward for this as well. So
brilliant.
I know he's probably not listening to this, but I can link him in afterwards, and he'll get the awards ceremony tonight. He's getting an award as well because he does a lot of shows in Asia and things like that as well.
Well, fair play, you're in good company. Enjoy Vegas. How long are you going to be staying over there for?
We're just here until Sunday. It was crazy as well. We literally got off the flight, and then a friend of mine reached out to come see his show. So we were at his show last night. Mike Cameron. So if you're in Vegas, you should check him out. He's absolutely brilliant. Comedy magic. He was on Penn and Teller, Foolers and everything, but absolutely brilliant. And it's always good to see magic as well. As a magician, I think you chase kind of being fooled again, because that's kind of how you got into it as a kid, being kind of fooled like everyone else at the start.
Yeah.
And then I think the more you see, the more you know, and then it's very hard to get fooled. So it's great to come to places like Vegas and see, you know, the top guys, you know, do it and thinking
they're still doing it. Yeah, and did an amazing job. And I suppose it'd be a working holiday for you as well, as you're watching them and kind of taking it all and experiencing it. Well, enjoy it. Have a fantastic time. And massive congratulations from us, dude.
Yeah, well done.
Enjoy the night tomorrow night. Cheers. All the best, Steve.
Absolutely.
Spade.
Yeah, I'll pop in when I'm back. Thanks, guys. All the best.
Cheers, man. All the best. Bye, 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 bye. Great to talk to you. And huge congratulations. Enjoy tomorrow night. And that's Steve Spade winning or being presented with an award at what's described as the Oscars of Magic tomorrow night in Las Vegas. Joining us from Vegas. We finally got him on the line. Congratulations to Steve on being awarded a Merlin Award from the International Magicians Society of New York. All right, stay on Today FM. No cash machine call today. But I will play some Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, and the Spin Doctors coming up.
Ray Foley.
Just a marvellous song.
Isn't it? It's good from start to finish.
I bloody love it. Olivia Rodrigo and Vampire. You're on Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon, Race here. JP's over
here.
How
are you?
10 years of Jump Zone. They're celebrating their 10th birthday. Happy birthday. With the irony, of course, of Jump Zone celebrating their 10th birthday. Their bread and butter is mostly 10th birthdays.
Where do they go to celebrate their 10th birthday?
They just stay at home, right, in Jump Zone. I've taken my kids on a number of Jump Zone birthdays. And great crack. Great crack, it has to be said. Jump Zone, indoor trampoline and inflatable adventure parks. They're celebrating their 10th birthday. They're in Liffey Valley Shopping Centre, Sandyford and Santry. It's the Sandyford one. It would be the one, would be the go-to one for the Foleys.
There is a lot to be said for watching kids fall over and snot themselves. In a safe environment.
It's a very safe
but
environment.
But it's amusing all the same.
And yeah, bring your own cake as well. Here's what we've got to give away today on the show. And indeed every day this week. Your chance to win a party for you and 30 friends. Jump Zone will also give each guest party bags and a special gift bag for the winner. Testing your jumping skills with our patented jumping quiz. That's right. You're going to be jumping and answering questions at the same time. If you want to get into win, text the word jump and only the word jump to 0874 100 102.
Ray Foley.
We'll play the quiz in a few minutes.
With Care Plus. Nice. Not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Nice. Careplus.ie.
It's going to be gas. It's just going to be...
This was great crack yesterday. Don't you slag off the quiz. That's what I'm saying. Great crack yesterday.
I'm not overselling it. It's going to be amazing. It's going to blow your mind. I'm playing the Wanna Dice and Beyonce and Jay-Z in a few minutes.
Fearless.
Sugar. Come on, you love it.
Loved what? That was Harry Styles singing there, wasn't it?
Harry Styles and Watermelon Sugar. Today FM playing the music you love. Let's bongo! Jump Zone's 10th birthday. We're celebrating by bouncing around. That's right. We want you to bounce with us as we celebrate Jump Zone's 10th birthday. Yeah, that's, yeah, very good. We're going to do our jumping around quiz.
This is tough cardio, by the way. We had Rebecca on yesterday and...
We nearly killed Rebecca.
Yeah, I don't want to say she was struggling towards the end of the quiz, but yeah, she was struggling towards the end of the quiz.
Mm-hmm. I'd love her.
All right, I'm going to call...
Where am I ringing?
Kildare.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Is it Jolene we're calling?
Yeah.
Jolene?
Yeah.
Jolene?
Yeah.
Jolene?
Yeah.
Jolene?
Jolene,
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene, I'm begging of you, please.
Don't dig my man.
Are you well known for taking other women's men, Jolene?
No, I didn't think so.
Worth clarifying at the beginning of the conversation anyway, certainly. It's a great conversation starter, JP. Well done.
It is. And I've... I'm well used to it by now.
Where in the world are you, Jolene?
I'm in Kildare.
Very nice. And do you want to say hi to anyone before we do our jumping up and down quiz?
Just everybody I know out in Nerney, and up for Lara Gilbert tomorrow playing on Sunday, Kildare. First time, so yeah, take a shout out for her.
Oh, good, shout out to Lara, of course,
playing for Kildare,
Oh, well done, the Lilywhites,
well done. Yeah, the
Lilywhites,
Very
good, JP, right, here we go. We've got a jumping up and down quiz. We've got five questions on it. This is also to celebrate Jump Zones. They're the indoor trampoline and inflatable adventure parks celebrating their 10th birthday. They're in Liffey Valley Shopping Centre, Sandyford and Santry. And we've got a party for you and 30 friends. Guest party bags and a special gift bag for the winner as well. This is lovely.
Brilliant.
You could use it. Right, here we go. We've got you got to get five out of five, okay? No pressure. If you get any of them wrong... Well, we'll terminate the call immediately and you walk away empty-handed, Jolene.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Very pressurised, isn't it?
Very pressurised. They're hard. Oh, they're not hard.
They're very hard, Jolene.
Do you have a do you have a good floor space there for jumping, Jolene?
I do.
Good.
I do. Yeah. Good. Yep.
Jumping, lots Jolene. Are you jumping up and down now? Are you?
I am. I'm doing it.
You're going to be jumping up and down. Keep jumping. Keep jumping.
Continue to jump, Jolene.
Okay.
It's not like just a jump per question. It's like constant jumping.
You don't have to jump really high. Just sort of bounce. Okay. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
When are you going to start asking questions, Frank?
Keep jumping, Jolene.
I'll be out of breath.
It's only been about 20 seconds, Jolene, so far. She's jumping up and down there. All right, Jolene, here we go. Okay. Question one. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question one. Good. What do you call it when you jump off a bridge attached to a long elastic band?
It's a bungee jump.
It's a bungee jump. Well done. That one. Yeah, well done.
That's a very annoying noise, and I'm not talking about Jolene's voice or yours.
I'll stop it for once, not mine.
Continue to jump, though, Jolene.
Which girl band covered the Pointer Sisters' classic Jump for My Love?
Oh, shoot.
Sugar
Shoes.
There
was one of them was Irish.
Nadine was in it.
Yeah.
Where's my passport?
No, sorry. Help me.
Come on, there are a bunch of girls and they're very loud.
Yeah. What would that be?
They say jump.
Girls who are allowed.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Keep jumping.
Okay,
keep jumping.
Okay.
Complete the title of this 1992 classic movie starring Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson. White men can't what?
Obviously, they can't jump.
Jolene, you can jump.
She can jump, yeah.
I'm jumping, yeah.
Good, yeah, well, you can
done.
Jump.
Are we almost done?
Question four, here we go, Jolene. Keep jumping.
Okay.
What kind of vehicle would your jump start?
We'll take any vehicle.
Any vehicle you could jump. A banger.
A car, yeah.
We'll take that. Go on.
One more, Jolene. Here we go.
Okay.
Which indoor trampoline and inflatable adventure park is celebrating its 10th birthday, Jolene?
Oh, yes. It's Jump Zone.
It's right! You can stop jumping now. It's grand.
Can we send the Order of Malta out to Jolene?
Defibrillator, please. There's an ant. They're going to throw in an ambulance just outside the house.
Well done. Now, I couldn't have jumped for that long.
I don't think I could either. Maybe tomorrow we'll jump as well. And we'll see how long we can last.
Oh, my
we'll
God.
It'll be a much quicker quiz.
It'll be 30 seconds long.
That was some fun. Thanks.
Well done, madam. You're fantastic.
For the day, right?
Exactly. You got your steps in as well. And
I did.
You're all sorted. Listen, enjoy. For you and up to 30 people, a lovely party at Jump Zone, celebrating 10 years.
Oh,
Jumpzone.ie.
Well done, Jolene. He's 12, James, and he's 12 at the end of the month. So he's
going to
have the fantastic party.
Oh, well, in that case, perfect.
Yeah,
the end of August, so they're back to back into school.
26th of August, and just before he goes back, so we always have a kind of party, but now it's all done for now, and not to worry about it. So fantastic.
Well done. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, he's playing football tonight now, so wishing good luck in his first pre-season football match. Yeah.
And good luck to James, and happy birthday, and congrats, Jolene. Thanks so much for taking the call.
Listen, Ray.
What?
Absolutely love the show. I've been listening
to you
for years, so I love it.
Cheers, madam. Congrats. All the best. Thanks for taking the call. Jua Lipa, let's dance tonight on Today FM. I'm a sucker for you. Jonas Brothers, Sucker, Today FM, playing the music you love. Rounding out the broadcast for another exciting edition. Soft launch day 289, yeah.
Right?
So much we didn't get to do on the show today.
No.
We didn't get to do Bundy jump.
Yeah.
Where we challenge Ireland rugby hero Bundy Yaki to do a bungee jump in Bundy jump. We didn't get to do Elvis Wesley. Where we challenge white men can't jump star Wesley Snipes to do his best Elvis impression.
Okay.
And we're going to call it Elvis Wesley. And we didn't get to do Wide Men Can't Jump, where we test whether the wider man in your life can in fact jump. Of course they can.
Of course they can.
Yeah. Just not very high. Great news. Matt Cooper's on the way next. Have a lovely evening.
Ray Foley. Weekday afternoons from 2. Today.